This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're getting in your last licks of summer this week and next, maybe you'll be heading to a national park for a little bit of nature. It's free this Sunday, by the way, as the Park Service celebrates its 97th birthday. But if you do go, a quick heads up, you're going to want to bring a trash bag. Kate Davidson explains.
A couple weeks ago, I went for a day hike in Great Falls Park in Virginia. My friend Stephanie Van Beber came too, along with her little kid and their dog. Now, as happens with little kids and dogs, nature called in a rather inconvenient place. And by the end, Steph was carrying something one of our group left behind. It was in a bag, tightly cinched.
It's from one of my walking partners. And now I want a trash can.
But there weren't trash cans on the trail, or in the big picnic area, or even the bathroom. That's because Great Falls removed its trash cans this year as part of a new waste management strategy. Carry in, carry out is a core backcountry principle. Applying it here in this land of baby diapers and grills and hamburger wrappers means changing behavior.
I was shocked. I've just never been in a park where they don't have trash cans.
Ricky and Lynn Bush are having a family cookout. She's a little annoyed since they had to pay to get into the park. On the other hand, she says,
it actually looks much cleaner because usually when you come here, the trash cans are overflowing, so it actually looks nicer.
It turns out when people are asked to take their trash home, they generally do. The proof is right across the river, where the C&O Canal National Historical Park has been trash can free for more than a decade. The Great Falls site manager says his program is rooted in sustainability. For other parks, it's about sequestration and budget cuts.
Well, we had to reduce costs this year, like all of the national parks.
Patty Wissinger is superintendent of the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area in Georgia. That's where 3.2 million people go every year to beat the Atlanta heat.
Trash operations and picking up litter are pretty expensive for us because we're spread out 48 miles. We have 18 different recreation areas in those 48 miles that we've got trash cans at.
Or did until April, when they took out 134 of them. The fuel, vehicle, and labor savings add up to about $76,000, still just part of Chattahoochee's required budget cuts. And Chattahoochee's not alone. National parks in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Mississippi have all reduced or removed trash cans as budgets have tightened in recent years. Patty Wissinger says she's been pleasantly surprised how supportive people are. She says there's just one group of holdouts.
What we just haven't seemed to be able to conquer yet is how to get people to take their pet waste with them when they leave the park.
They just leave it in politely tied baggies along the trail. But Wissinger also points out that years ago, nobody bagged their pet waste at all. Behavior does change. And as trash cans disappear from parks, it will just have to change a little faster. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.